It is 8:45 at 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. One of my favorite things to do all week is This Is Tourism. We do it every Thursday, and we have a special guest in the studio today. This Is Tourism is presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. Welcome, Shannon Healy.
Well, thanks.
Thanks for coming in, buddy. Shannon owns Alley 26 in Durham, a local cocktail bar and restaurant featuring upscale food and cocktail pairings in a relaxed setting. Recently, he is back in Orange County. Very good. Back in the saddle again. And Shannon is up to something very exciting with Gary Crunkleton and another partner. Shannon, welcome to the show today.
Appreciate it.
First thing I want to do, I want to find out about Crooks and the Crunkleton and all that kind of stuff. But first, let me ask you about your bar, Alley 26 in Durham. Tell us about what you guys do there.
Well, I was at Crooks Corner for 12 years. And then when I left Crooks, I left to open the bar in Durham in 2012. And we opened as a craft cocktail bar, and then a couple of years ago, we were able to double in size and add a kitchen and a restaurant.
Right.
So it's a, pardon me, it's a craft cocktail bar-themed restaurant. So we're not an Italian restaurant, we're a cocktail restaurant.
Craft cocktail bars are really big these days, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Now, Crooks Corner is a Chapel Hill culinary institution. What about Crooks gives it that reputation?
Well, it's good. when you say institution, it implies accurately it stands the test of time. So
yeah.
I keep saying under current, but that's no longer true. But under Gene Hamer, the previous owner of Crooks before Gary and I took over in December, Gene had been running that version of Crooks for 37 years.
Yeah.
I say that version because Rachel Crook built the building in the 40s, and anything that's been there, regardless of whether it was a pool hall or a taxi stand or a vegetable, it's always been called Crooks Corner. So
yeah.
Cam Hill had a barbecue place there before Bill Neal and Gene Hamer took it over. So it's always been Crooks Corner. But Gene but starting with our first chef, Bill Neal, started this iteration of Crooks Corner in 82. And so it's been, that's why it's an institution. It's been there for 37 years.
Well, there's some exciting changes taking place. And I know that, there's such a history with Crooks Corner and everybody, you know, it's a go-to place for great food. But how did you come to be a part owner in this new venture?
Well, I worked there for 12 years before the bar. In fact, I opened a bar. I'd like to tell the story because I was the general manager of Crooks Corner, and I was walking back from the office to the restaurant with Gene Hamer, the former owner. Had to be 2009, 2010, and he just looked at me. He's like, you should open a bar. I'll help you. And he did. He put his name behind it, and he really helped guide me to get a bar. So I wouldn't have the business I own solely if it wasn't for my previous employer, Gene Hamer. And he's been looking to retire for a bit.
Yeah.
And Bill Smith also was looking to slow down a little bit. He just turned 70 in January, Bill Smith, the chef. So they were both hoping to... neither one of them wanted to see the restaurant close, but they wanted it to have a future. So he reached out to a few people, he being Gene Hamer, and one of those people was Gary Crunkleton. And then Gary, who's a dear friend of mine, asked me if I was interested in doing something with Crooks, and I had been since I worked there.
Yeah.
So I said, oh yeah. So we really tried to figure out how to make that work, and I think we're on to something. We figured out the formula that it's going to work to move it. It's, in Chapel Hill currently for Franklin Street restaurants for adults is not a welcoming market. It's got, on East Franklin, you got more stuff for college students, but on West Franklin, it's not the easiest. It's not the easiest market. So we figured out how to do it and bring stuff that we're proud to serve back. And we got Justin Burdett as our new chef.
Mm-hmm.
He
has a great reputation too.
Yes. We're really, really happy to have Justin on board. And he started working at Crooks in August alongside Bill Smith, and Bill Smith didn't retire till January, and those two guys are like best buds now. So
that's a great transition.
It's a great transition, and it's still happening. Bill Smith retired in January, and I said, I wish you a great retirement. I'll see you in 3 weeks.
Yeah. So, wow. How does Crooks play a role for local people and visitors alike? I know that a lot of people come here from out of town just to eat at Crooks.
Yeah. So for local folks, it's a delicious place to eat. B, it's something you can be proud of. Like, Crooks has a national reputation. It's a American classic James Beard Award winner. It does all those things. But also, it's a restaurant that celebrates Chapel Hill. It's not just a great restaurant in Chapel Hill. It's a restaurant that's kind of about Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
It's celebrates the food of this area. It's not people's perception. Like, I talked to people that aren't from this area, and I said, somebody was asking me last night about Crooks, and they said, oh, I'm like, oh, it's a southern, eastern North Carolina. I'm like, oh, so like fried chicken and ribs. I'm like, okay, so it's not that we're opposed to any of those things, because those are delicious as well, but it's not a caricature idea of what the food of the South is. It's actually southern food. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more breadth to what that can be, and it's a lot more tied to the market, meaning the farmer's market. Bill Neal, since before Farm to Fork, or before like Farm to Table was a concept, Bill Neal was buying figs off of little old ladies in town to serve it. So it's something.
He was ahead of his time.
He was ahead of his time, and it was right here in Chapel Hill. So it's something. So to answer your question, for folks that are in Chapel Hill, it's something that they can be proud of. It's a restaurant that is nationally well known, and it's something that is about Chapel Hill. For folks visiting, it's 37 years, three chefs now, and each of them put their stamp on it, and the menu has the date, today's date on it.
Yeah.
So people ask me all the time, so is anything going to change? I'm like, no, everything's going to change just like it always has. So it's just the same.
Well, let me ask you, if there's somebody listening right now and they've never been to Crooks, and you want to recommend something to them, what is your favorite menu item right now for folks to go and try if they were going to have dinner there tonight?
Well, if they've never eaten there, they probably should have the shrimp and grits, because we're famous for that.
It's kind of a signature
dish. It's kind of a signature dish. But for myself, I kind of always relished in the idea that it is about, not only is it about Chapel Hill, but it's about what Chapel Hill is doing best right now.
Mm-hmm.
So myself and most of the folks that have ever worked there, I'm more excited about what just came on the menu than what, like, so.
Sure, of course you would be.
So right now the asparagus, Justin's doing a little small plate with asparagus and an egg, very classic. But it shows off asparagus, which at this moment is really delicious, and we couldn't get it 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Also, phasing out as the weather gets warmer, the pork chop will probably come off, which it's always a shame when the pork chop comes off a menu. the chicken thighs are wonderful. So I would, if I was eating there, my go-to thing would be to ask the waiter what they're most excited about right now, because that's going to be the thing that either just came on the menu or they're just about to get off the menu. And that, I can't answer your question and like, oh, always get this, because the best part of the restaurant is, except for shrimp and grits, you can't always get anything specific. That's not what the restaurant's about.
The only thing constant is change.
Yeah,
well, it sounds like some really exciting stuff is going on there at Crooks Corner, down there, almost where Chapel Hill and Carborough meet.
Yeah, it's the last Franklin Street address.
Yeah, and we appreciate your coming in here to talk about that, and we also love the opportunity for you to tell folks about Alley 26 in Durham.
Thanks.
Exciting stuff going on there. And, of course, at the Crookleton downtown on West Franklin Street. So please say hello to Gary.
Will do.
Yeah, and we appreciate your coming in today.
I appreciate you having me.
Shannon Healy, ladies and gentlemen, back in Orange County doing a lot of great things. And we will see you next Thursday morning for another This is Tourism feature made possible by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. For all the best reasons to bring family, friends, or conferees to Orange County, go to visitchapelhill.org and follow them on Instagram, Visit Chapel Hill. 854, this is 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.